Good evening, ma'am.
Hello.
Muy buenas noches, señora Cecilia. Cecilia Reveles. Mi nombre es Juan Rodríguez. Le llamo de parte de Opinion Research. ¿Me escucha? I'm sorry, ma'am.
No, Cecilia.
Maybe you can help us. We're just conducting an opinion research about issues that affect in your community, the upcoming elections in Texas, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote on the south of Texas?
Yes.
Okay.
I support everything Greg Abbott.
Thank you. Well, I would like to include your response to the study. Believe me, sir. Okay. Let's move forward. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the election for president, that the U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local office in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
I will absolutely vote.
So can I record your answer as almost certain so we can move forward?
You can record it as 100% certain.
Okay, thank you, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me, believe me. Now, sir, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages and your community, can you please tell me in what year were you born? Just a year.
86.
Thank you. Now, moving forward. Hey, what is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian, Pacific Islander, other?
You can click other and put American.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, moving on. And yes or no, sir? Do you consider yourself to be a Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
I consider myself to be an American. There is no difference.
Understood. Now, thinking about the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump or the Democrat Joe Biden?
I voted for Donald Trump.
Mr. Trump, okay. And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for the state Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Republican.
Thank you, sir. And you made it very clear, but I'm required to read verbatim, okay? Now, moving on. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means is a very cold and unfavorable feeling, and 100 a very warm favorable feeling, and 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you're feeling. And if you have no opinion or never heard of them, please let me know. Now, the first one is Ted Cruz from 0 to 100.
80.
Thank you. And Greg Abbott, same question, 0 to 100.
100.
Thank you.
100.
Thank you. Joe Biden, 0 to 100.
Zero.
Okay, Donald Trump?
80,
okay. And Adam Hinoza. Have you heard of that?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. And Morgan Lamantia? Have you heard of him?
I don't know who that is either.
Okay, and moving on. Would you say that you disapprove or approve of the job that Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
I approve.
Approve strongly or approve somewhat?
Approve strongly.
Strongly, okay, moving on. And would you say that you disapprove or approve of the job that Morgan Lamantia is doing as a state senator? Would you approve or disapprove?
I don't know. Does he support Abbott?
Well, he's the state senator right now in the state of Texas, you know.
Okay.
And will you approve or disapprove of the job that La Mancha is doing as the state senator?
Is he a Democrat?
See, I'm required to read verbatim, and that's all I have read it, in order not to influence your opinion. If you never heard of them, we can move on, okay?
Move on.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or the Democrat Joe Biden?
Republican Donald
thank
Trump.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. Okay. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican, Ted Cruz, and Democrat, Colleen Albright, for who would you vote?
Ted Cruz.
Mr. Cruz, okay. If the election for the U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez, for who would you vote?
Ted Cruz.
Mr. Cruz, okay. And if the election for the U.S. House were held today, and the candidates were Republican Myra Flores and Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr., for who would you vote?
They're both disgusting, but I would vote for the Republican, Myra Flores.
Myra Flores, okay, understood. And if the election for the Texas State Senate were held today, will you be voting for Republican Adam Hinosa or Democrat Morgan La Mancha?
Republican.
Okay. Adam, okay. And now, sir, I really appreciate your patience. We're almost done. I'm going to read you some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. Now, for each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. Not a priority at all, a low priority, a medium priority, or a high priority for the governor of Texas state legislature. Now, supporting reproductive health care choices for women. Would that be not a high priority, low, medium, or high? Or not at all?
That is too broad of a topic to put a pinpoint on.
And I understand it's more, it's a loaded question, but just for the sake of a research, you know, you think that should be not priority at all? Low, medium, or high?
If you're asking loaded questions for your research that covers that broad of an area, then your research is null and void.
And thank you for the feedback, sir. But, you know, I'm just trying to just get your opinion. You know, we're trying to do it as fast as possible. Not everybody has the time to actually extend themselves on the answer. But supporting reproductive health care choices for women, you think that should be a low, medium, a high, or not priority at all?
That shouldn't be a priority.
At all? Okay. Now, supporting South Texas small business. The issue of supporting South Texas and small business, you think it should be low, medium, high, or not at all a priority? What do you think it should be? A low priority, medium, high, or not at all? Supporting South Texas and small business.
It should be a high priority.
A high, thank you. And supporting public schools, a fighting against private school vouchers. You think that should be low, medium, high, or not at all priority?
What's the question? Biden against private schools?
Supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers. You think that should be low, medium, high, or not at all priority?
Not at all. Not at all. Private schools are much more important than public schools. Public schools are trash.
Understood. Now, ensuring access to affordable quality health care. You think that should be low, medium, high, or not at all of a priority?
For who?
It just say ensuring access to affordable quality health care. I guess that's include everybody in Texas. You think that should be a high, medium, low, or not priority at all?
I think for U.S. citizens and veterans, it should be a high priority.
Okay. And reforming border police, it should be low, medium, high, or not at all priority?
Did you say reforming border police or enforcing border police?
No, reforming border policy. Reforming border policy.
We need to enforce it.
So you don't think that should be at all?
There is no problem with our border policy. No. There is no problem with our border policy.
We need a president
with the nuts to enforce the rules that are already there.
Now, thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of the candidate for the state legislature. After each, sir, please tell me if you will be less or more likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies. You think that should be much likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely for you to vote for someone like that?
I would not vote for that person.
So much less likely? Should I record that as your answer?
If that's what that means, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know how you guys come up with these crazy answers.
Understood, sir. Now, sir, a candidate...
I would not vote for someone who has not enforced Abbott's rules.
Okay. Now, thinking again about the elections this November, okay? Now, they are going to read some descriptions of a candidate for the state legislature. Now, after each one, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies. Much less, somewhat more, or much more.
I'm having a hard time understanding what you're saying.
I'm sorry, sir.
A person that fights Abbott's private school vouchers?
Yeah, would you be more or less likely to vote for someone like that?
I don't know what that means. Is Abbott wanting to give vouchers out to people to enroll their kids in private schools?
Well, it says that a candidate, will you be more willing to vote for someone, for a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies? Will you be more likely to support someone like that or less likely?
I would have to look deeper into the policies.
Okay, we can move forward.
I don't know what Governor Abbott's vouchers are. Yeah.
Understood. Now, a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban, will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate like that?
I would be less likely to vote for him, but that's small potatoes to me.
Understood.
I don't care about abortion.
These
people want to kill their babies and let them kill their babies.
Understood.
These are people and I don't want procreating anyway.
Understood. A candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community, will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate like that?
Less likely.
Much less or someone less?
Much less.
Okay. A candidate who support law enforcement and innovate solutions to secure the border, will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate like that?
Well, that would depend. I like what they're saying, but
okay.
Being innovative to something that's not broken is a problem. We don't need to change the rules. We need to enforce the rules.
Understood. We can move on.
50-50.
Okay. Now, sir, do you use the application WhatsApp?
No.
Do you use that application? Okay. Not at all. Now, finally, just I would like to ask you a few questions just for a statistical purpose only. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
A Republican.
Okay. Would you call yourself, would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
It depends on the topic, man.
No, I understand
that,
sir.
Two different gangs fight each other.
But just for the sake of the research, can you pick one? Will you call yourself a strong Republican or not so strong?
A Republican.
Okay. Now, sir, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school, non-college, including vocational, technical, trade school, some college, 4-year college?
A master's degree.
Postgrad. Thank you, sir. Now, and finally, just strictly for verification purpose only by my supervisor, can I please just have your first name? Just your first name?
No, you cannot.
I appreciate your patience on the line, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Bye-bye. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye. Tough crowd.